Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Kim Adams, residential loan officer at Associated Bank. Kim, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
I'm going to focus our conversation today on a new report that says existing home sales were higher in May, nearly 3% higher in May than a year before. What is behind the increase in sales these days?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It seems as if beginning of the year, the buyers took a global look at the environment and prospective homeowners who have been watching the market for the last year or two came off the bench. You know, we did have a nice relief in rates the first quarter, and we were at a three-year low in mid-March, and even with the increasing rates, the momentum continued, and thankfully, their goals came to fruition. April, May, and June have been very active.
Yeah. Kim, talk to us a little bit about mortgage rates. Mortgage rates pulled back slightly in April. That got people off the sidelines, obviously.
We did see a one-month low Monday, so we hope to stay on that trajectory. The Fed is meeting this week, and we'll see where that takes us.
Where are our mortgage rates at right now?
We're looking at, depending on the program, other factors, the average is about 6.375, mm-hmm. 6.5 on a 30-year fixed. Mm-hmm. It's respectable. It's a respectable interest rate.
Yeah. Are we expecting any relief in that? I mean, obviously you talked about the Fed meeting, but are we expecting those rates to come down even further?
The markets are calling for a zero action. The mortgage rates, track the 10-year Treasury, not specifically the Fed funds rate. So they don't always move in rhythm or by the same percentage of the rate cut or hike.
One of the other things, Kim, from this report is that inventory in May rose about 3.5% month over month. There's more inventory out there. That's a new, I know we'd been talking about inventory problems in the past.
Yeah, I don't see that in the Midwest. Housing trends I no longer are applied universally, I don't think. If you're moving out of state, research localized data, I still see the Midwest dominating as a seller's market. Mm-hmm. I see that from the contracts that come in. They're still getting asking price, maybe a little bit, above. But I do know that that is more so in the West. I think it's more flat out there, mm-hmm. As well as the Northeast. I do still think that we're in a low inventory market, specifically in our area.
Report also showed the median price for an existing home sold in May was $429,300, an increase of nearly 1.5% from the year before. That's a record high price. So it's really buyers that are driving this market, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. And so the good news is the first-time home buyer sector did make up a nice portion of the sales. And I do think it's, has a lot to do with just, they've been watching for a couple years now. And, with knowing that, settling in the 6% range, maybe they are finding it affordable. Affordability is improving, and the rates are better than they have been in the past couple of years. So I do think that along with income growth, which I'd like to see more data on that. I read that income growth actually outpaced home price increases. Again, I'd like to see the data, but that just allows specifically first-time home buyers to save more and sustain the median housing payment with that price. The 429, depending on the market, you're coming in with a payment of between $2,500 and $3,300. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting statistic for sure.
Yeah, I know we've talked in the past, Kim, about the plan of action for those first-time home buyers who might be on the sidelines right now. What should they be doing right now to get ready to jump off of the sidelines?
Really, have the conversations, call a couple of lenders. It's so nice to see a lot of first-time home buyers specifically are doing more and more research online, which is good. They ask the right questions, run over, look at payments. Make sure, the most important thing is just make sure that you're comfortable with the monthly payment and, that it's going to work with your budget. Even in our interest rate environment, which again, I don't think is horrible. It's respectable. Mm-hmm. But it's just listening to the payments, understanding more about homeownership, what a mortgage is, ask the questions. I do think there are three very important questions that you want to ask your lender, along with interest rates, because, you know, interest rate, it just takes up so much headspace. You want to ask about fees. You know, how much is this going to cost me out of pocket? And who's going to be there for me after my loan closes? You know, you want to ask your lender if they service their mortgage or if they sell them, because, you know, that also can help in refinancing if you have a lender that keeps your loan throughout the life of the loan.
Mm-hmm. I heard a report recently that the first-time homebuyers who are perhaps trying to take a really cautious approach to buying their first-time homes are being priced out by the bidding wars that are ongoing. And one mm-hmm. thing in particular, the not getting a home inspection report done, that could be kind of serious, right?
Very serious. And I do believe, you know, some are not getting home inspections done. Others are getting home inspections done, but they're waiving requests. So there's, you know, and that's when the, you know, when you one of your, you know, an attorney is going to be a champion for you to help you with, you know, should you back out of this during attorney review, because they do have those 5 days to, you know, have their attorney review the contract and the inspection report. It's dangerous because you never know. The prettiest house can be covering up mold or foundation issues or something that you can't see with an eye. So, you know, I do always think it's highly recommended to get an inspection.
Yeah. And so
but
what
to your point, yes, it's dangerous.
Yeah. And so what you're saying is that sometimes they're waiving those requests for, let's say, the heating and air conditioning system's about ready to die. They're not going to go back and ask for credit on that. Is that what you mean?
Correct. They can ask for it. Correct. They can ask for it, but they're buying it as is. They're buying it as is with the known issues. Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's why that home inspection report, at least for a secondary reason, is pretty good, because you know what you're going to have to pay for later on down the road, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You hope. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, again, buyers have the upper hand here. And so if you're on the buyer's end of this, what should you know when you're going into one of these deals and when you're going out looking for a new home? Have cash ready to go?
Yeah. If you do find yourself in that type of market, you know, good for you. That's amazing. You adjust your strategy to that particular environment. Buyers, you know, again, they can ask for, if you're in a buyer's market, you know that you could probably get in under list price, maybe ask for seller concessions, which what that is, it's, you know, covering closing costs, help them get a better deal on their mortgage. Buyers can dictate more when their closing date is. So those are some things that you definitely want to go in with if you do find yourself in a buyer's market.
Yeah. And if you're a seller, what are some of the pieces of advice for a seller?
Sellers, I think it's a good idea to get an inspection report before their potential buyer gets one, so they know what to expect. And also, if they really need to get out, if they need to, you know, sell their house quickly, maybe offer seller credits, which would help the buyer with the closing costs.
Kim, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Feel free to email me at kimberly.adams@associatedbank.com or give me a call. My direct line is 224-522-0515.
All right, Kim, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.